Welcome to Gospel Truth with Andrew Womack, a teaching ministry emphasizing God's unconditional love and grace. This special live teaching on the basics of Christianity was recorded at our 2009 South Africa Gospel Truth Seminar and is being broadcast exclusively for our radio listeners. And now, here's Andrew.
And I tried better than most of you. I just turned 60 a few months ago, and I have never used a word of profanity in all of my 60 years. I've never smoked a cigarette. I've never taken a drink of liquor. I've never tasted coffee. It's true. I've never tasted coffee. Some of you, what are you saying about coffee? You can drink coffee. Bible says you can drink any deadly thing and it shall not harm you. So you got a scripture to stand on for drinking coffee. I'm just saying, I've lived a holier life than most of you. I've studied the word more. I pray more. I do everything more than most people. But who wants to be the best sinner that ever went to hell? Man, I need to be saved. I needed a Savior. God's not looking on my outside. I'm not telling you to not live holy, but I'm saying those things come as a byproduct. And the church has been preaching, you got to do these things in order for God to love you and accept you. I'm telling you, it's just the opposite. If you could confess Jesus as your Lord and then find out who you are in Christ and what God has done on the inside of you, you would wind up living holier accidentally than you ever have on purpose before. It would just come out of you. But see, most people don't see that they're really changed. They think that the change has only taken place on paper. It's not real. It's recorded somewhere. And when we get to heaven, then we're going to be changed. But right now, I'm an old sinner saved by grace. And so when you have problems, you'll resist it and say, no, I don't want to commit adultery. No, I don't want to watch this movie. No, I don't want to do this. But at your core, you think, well, I'm an old sinner. I may be saved by grace, but I am an old sinner, and you will identify with it, and eventually you give in, because after all, that's who you are. You were a drunk before you got saved. Now you're saved, but you know what? You still wished you could be drunk, and you resist, but after a while, you give in, because that's the way you see yourself being. Proverbs 23:7 says, as he thinks in his heart, so is he. If you think that you're a loser, you'll lose. If you think that you're a sinner, you'll sin. If you think that you're a drunk, you'll eventually get drunk. If you think you're an adulterer, you'll eventually commit it because that's who you are. But if you could see that, no, I'm a new creature. I'm a brand new person. And I was an old sinner, but I'm saved. I was a drunk, but I am not a drunk anymore. David Hardesty, the general manager of our ministry, used to be an alcoholic, a drunk, a functional drunk. But he was a drunk. And you know what? He's not anymore because he got born again and he sees himself different and he has no desire. He doesn't have to sit there and white knuckle it and hold on and, oh God, help me to resist getting drunk. No, he's changed. He's set free. He's not an old drunk saved by grace. He was an old drunk, but he got saved by grace. And he's a new person. And he's a powerful man. And God's doing great things. If you could see who you are in Christ, then instead of giving in to that sin, you'd say, no, that's not who I am. I'm a brand new person. And you would wind up living holy. You will be the way you see yourself to be. If you see yourself as a vile, corrupt person on the inside, you will eventually do that. You might resist it to a degree, but you in your flesh cannot live holy. The Christian life isn't difficult to live, it's impossible to live. It's impossible to turn the other cheek when somebody slaps you in the face. It's impossible when they take you to court and sue you to say, here, take this also. It's impossible to do what Jesus said in yourself. But if you see who you are in Christ, and you see that Jesus, the same love that you had, it isn't out there. And I'm not asking you to help me to start loving. I believe that I already have, according to Galatians 5:22, love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, and temperance. That's the way my spirit is. I've already got it. And so I'm not asking you, God, to help me to start loving. Father, I believe that in my spirit, I have that already, and I am going to refuse to go by what I feel in my flesh. I am going to find out who I am in Christ, and you just start being who you are. We're supposed to be human beings, not human doings. It's supposed to be who you are. It is your nature. If you've been born again, you have the same power that raised Christ from the dead. You don't have to pray for it. Everything I'm saying here is against the religious system that we live in. They believe that God can do anything, that He has done nothing, but He could do it. He could heal you, but He hasn't healed you. And so what you've got to do is pray and ask God to come and touch your body, and we go through great things. And if He won't heal you because you aren't good enough or you aren't worthy enough, then get the prayer chain praying and put some pressure on Him. Get so many people praying that God's got to move, and that's the way that the body of Christ is approaching it. If you could understand that I already have healing. By His stripes I was healed, 1 Peter 2:24. That I have the same power that raised Christ from the dead. And so I'm not begging God to heal me. I'm thanking Him that He's already done it. He's already put this power on the inside of me. And He not only gave me the power, but the Scripture says He gave me the authority to use that power. And so then you start speaking to the problem instead of speaking to God and saying, "Oh God, please touch me." Instead, you start saying, "Father, thank You that You have touched me. Thank You that I have the power that raised Christ from the dead. Right now, in the name of Jesus, body, I command you to straighten up in Jesus' name." I don't know if you can see that or not, but that is a totally different approach. One is, "Oh God, I'm powerless. Oh God, we can do nothing. Oh Jesus, please help me, pretty please. If it be Your will." It's pathetic. And the other one is, "Thank You, Father, that You have helped me. Thank You that in Christ, I can't see it in the mirror. I can't feel it in my emotions, but based on the Word of God, I know that I have the same power that raised Christ from the dead. In the name of Jesus Christ, rise up and walk." Why? Rise up and start doing things. You start taking authority and speaking. And somebody says, "Oh, I'd never do that." Obviously. And that's the reason that things are working for you the way they're working. And you may be a great person. You may be born again and love God, but you don't know who you are in Christ. You think it's all out there and that you've got to, and it's because you can't see into your spirit. You can't feel your spirit, and you haven't looked in the spiritual mirror and seen that you were created righteous and truly holy. So you're asking God to make you righteous instead of thanking Him that you are righteous. You know, there's a lot of theological things you can say about righteousness, but simply put, righteousness is just right standing with God. We are trying to do something and asking God to help us to be in right standing instead of thanking You that when I made Jesus my Lord, I was created righteous, in right standing with God. God is pleased with me, not because of what I've done, but because of what I've received as a gift. The Bible says, this is a great scripture. This is one of the greatest applications of all of these things that God has shown me. John chapter 4, verse 24 says, "God is a spirit, and those who worship Him must worship Him in spirit and in truth." What does that mean? Well, being in spirit is that you hold your hands like this, or you lift your hands this way. Or some people do it this way. Or you have your collar turned around backwards and you're walking in the Spirit. Or you go around with this strange look on your face. And see, all of those are external things that people use to describe what being in the Spirit is. You know what being in the Spirit is? It's worshiping God based on who you are in Christ. Based on the fact that you are now a new creature. And so if you come before God and you say, "Oh God, I'm so unworthy. I just don't know why You would ever do anything for me." You aren't in the Spirit. You're in the flesh. The flesh is the part of you that still makes mistakes and is unworthy. But God is a Spirit, and God is looking at you in the Spirit. And in the Spirit, you were created righteous and truly holy. So if you're saying, "Oh God, I'm so unworthy," you aren't in the Spirit. You're in the flesh. You're coming before God based on the way you look, the way you act, the way you think, the way you feel. And it's impossible to worship God in the flesh. You got to worship Him in the Spirit. You got to come and say, Father, I blew it big time today. I got angry at somebody. I didn't study the Word. I didn't pray. But thank You that I am in Christ and He's in me. And that I'm righteous and I'm holy and I'm pure. And thank You that You still love me. That's in the Spirit. Saying, oh God, I'm so unworthy. That's in the flesh. There is nothing unworthy about your spirit. Your spirit isn't unworthy. Your spirit isn't sick. Your spirit isn't poor. Your spirit isn't inferior. It says in Galatians chapter 4 that God sent forth the Spirit of His Son into your heart, crying, Abba, Father. If you were born again, you have His Spirit that has become your spirit. You are joined unto Him. It says in 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 17, He that is joined unto the Lord is one spirit. And the Greek word for one is hes, H-E-I-S. It means a singular one to the exclusion of another. You aren't just similar. You aren't just like you're a baby and he's a mature one. You are identical, ounce for ounce, molecule for molecule, if there are those kind of things in the spirit realm. You are identical to Jesus in your spirit. As Paul said, it's not me living, it's Christ living in me. Galatians chapter 2, verse 20. It's not your spirit. You don't have an inferior human spirit. You had an inferior human spirit that was dead to God, but when you got born again, He sent forth the Spirit of His Son into your heart, crying, Abba, Father. And if somebody says, I don't have the Spirit of Christ, that's all starting in heaven. The Bible says in Romans chapter 8, verse 9, if any man has not the Spirit of Christ, he is none of his. You aren't born again if you don't have the Spirit of Christ. If you do, if you are born again, then whether you felt it or not, whether you've ever seen it or not, you have the Spirit of the living God living on the inside of you. You are brand new, created, righteous, and truly holy. You are one with the Lord, and the only problem is your head doesn't know it.
That's all the time we have for today, but be sure and tune in again as Andrew continues to teach on the almost too good to be true news of the gospel. This teaching series was recorded at our 2009 South Africa Gospel Truth Seminar. It's available in a 5-part album on CD for a gift of any amount. Ask for series RM238 when you make a donation to Andrew Womack Ministries. The first CD in this album is also available for a donation of any amount. However, for those who are not able to give, Andrew and his partners will provide this single teaching free of charge. All you need to do is request the first teaching when you write or call, and we'll be pleased to send it to you. Our address is P.O. Box 3333, Colorado Springs 80934. Our helpline number is 719-635-1111, and our web address is awmi.net. We hope to hear from you today.
These truths that I've been sharing are just things that I've got hundreds of teachings on this. You could go to my website and you could click on there and actually download free of charge hundreds of my teachings on this. We've got television programs, radio programs. One of the things that I'm really excited about is my Andrew Womack Living Commentary, where I have verses in the Bible that I've written footnotes on. And we call it a living commentary because I'm still writing those footnotes. So you can either get the program as it is, a one-time purchase, or you can sign up and monthly get updates where you get up to 400 or 500 footnotes. Check that out at awmi.net.